often were new members brought
every time they met. In fact, the membership dues were $1.50, and then you had to buy your robe from the Klan, which and the robes were all made over at Atlanta, and you charged, $9 or $10 a robe, which is material and workmanship couldn't cost over $1.50. And that was one of the main sources of revenue, and to get those, get members in, to get those dues and sell those robes. And it became a commercial proposition. That disgusted everybody, too.
Was there much pressure on local men to join the Klan?
Well, if you were going to live and do well in the business circles, you had to. Mm-hmm. Yes, you could, because there were so many Klansmen here. If the Klan decided to boycott somebody, it would force them out of business. It hurt them severely. It nearly bankrupted a number of prominent concerns here.